Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Where art thou? We're here at your ready. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has the virus, so she is out for not an extended period of time, but she'll get herself back into shape, if you will. Not that she says she feels like she has a cold. That's it. But she can't taste anything. She can't smell anything.
That's the worst.
All
the food you eat, you can't even enjoy it.
Right.
No, exactly. You can't taste anything.
Yeah, maybe then you don't eat as much.
Yeah.
You take a rest from that. If you have made a mistake in the last 24 hours, it's been a tough couple of days for me and other business ventures. I think about what I've done and how I've done it and what I do to, kind of keep everything moving, because sometimes our lives get complicated for various reasons. And when you make a mistake, I wonder about, and I don't even know whether I've made a mistake or somebody else that works with me has made a mistake, but we've made a mistake, so what do? I think you admit to making a mistake.
What happened?
Did
we make a mistake?
Apologize for it sincerely. Well, I have a friend of mine has helped me out, and he's under a misapprehension that something's going on that isn't, and so I got to fix it.
Oh.
And so that's, when people help you, I think you do whatever it is that they want in return for their help, as long as it's reasonable. And that's, kind of what's the balance of what's reasonable. Those are the things that you got to work with. And speaking of reasonable, when you look around and you think about how the virus is affecting us and how we fix the problem, I was sort of taken back. Schools in Georgia supposedly starting, I think it's either this week or next week, and a requirement for in-person classes without masks has started to worry, as you might imagine.
What's Georgia doing? What is that governor doing? I don't understand it. The mayor of Atlanta is a woman I have a lot of respect for.
This is a town,
and
Jefferson,
he's suing
Georgia.
Her because she wants masks in the city of Atlanta. It's like, well, okay. So, I don't know. I'm very confused about this governor in Georgia. I don't really understand what the point of it is. And
well, that's the
why
question.
Yeah.
What is there about it? It is my right not to wear a mask. Yeah, but it's stupid. It is really, it is not, it's thoughtless. It is not, the teachers in this particular town seem to be quite committed. If you look at the round of facilities they have, the town about an hour or so south of Atlanta itself, the people who are there, there are stories about families that went there because they had a good school system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. School officials said they would strongly encourage masks for students and teachers. They stopped short of making it mandatory. And so there are those people who think that it ought to be mandatory, especially in the close-in situations like riding a school bus, going to school, being class, whatever it is. And unfortunately, people are using, this kind of reminds me of the MAGA hats and, all the things that are blamed to or Trump gets credit for. And this community is very pro-Trump. So they're, what is there about being pro-Trump that makes you want to not wear a mask? What is there? What's the message there? Why? This is, somebody wrote, only liberals can get Rona.
Really? Talk to Jen, because Jen loves Trump more than anyone I've ever met, and
right.
She and her whole family have it.
Yeah,
so,
to use that as a handle just seems to be kind of nuts. You got to have something rattle around your brain if you really think that way. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway.
It's
Florida
just,
schools
it's stupidity and ignorance.
Are reopening. State health officials report disturbing new stats, though, about the number of cases among the state's children. Let's see, Florida had 31,000 cases with people under 18 as of the other day. Let's see, that's a 34% jump in these cases in the last week. Even more concerning, the spike in youth hospitalized with the disease during this period. Latest data shows 303 youth hospitalizations. That's up 23% from a week ago. About a third of those cases are children 14 to 17, teenagers. 67 cases among children younger than 1 year old. So those are the ones that have really potentially compromised immune systems. The overall rate of positive cases among young people in Florida, 14%. State Health Department saying that, and the government tracking 14 consecutive days of the rate below 5% before easing any restrictions. So with these numbers, it'll be a long time before restrictions are released, because the numbers are going way in the opposite direction. Again, not a death sentence, but you look at some of the people, where they're getting it, how compromised. You know, part of this is what you eat and how you eat, how your body is nourished, how you take care of your bodies. And low-income people don't eat well. They just don't. And so there are a lot of people who have money who don't eat well either. But in this case, having proper nutrition, having enough. Most of us are fortunate enough to not have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. That's not the case with 14 or 15% of the population. It just isn't. And that's one of the subtext, the crime of what goes on in America, where there is so much that people ought not to be going hungry for whatever the reason. And so that's why I said, when we were talking about the chain smokers and their concert and people paying $25,000 a head, it's not my business what you do with your money. None of my business. Any more than any of your business what I do with my money. But just thinking it out loud, if you look at what needs there are among people, Florida is there. It's the radical differences. Having lived there, know the state like the back of my hand for a long time. My family's had property, spent a lot of time in Florida since I was a kid. There is such a dichotomy there. The coasts loaded with people who are loaded with money. Inland, not so much. You go into some of the north central communities, you go up the Tamiami Trail, you go across where Okeechobee, I mean, there's inland, it's tough. You see some real shacks and people not surviving well. And those are the kind of people that will be very vulnerable for this. So, what do you do? It's pretty simple. Again, masks, distancing, not a big deal. Don't be such a damn egotist. I don't know, I've got a right not to wear. Yes, you also have a right to be a moron, but that doesn't mean that that's helpful. Do you think of anybody but yourself? That's kind of the message. That's the way I look at it, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, honestly. I'm really not. I just think, and I don't like using the word stupid and moron and stuff, but it is moronic not to wear one of the damn masks. It just is. It's harder to be, you know, precise about personal distancing, but it's not difficult to put on a mask. It isn't. They're everywhere now.
Yep.
Everywhere. So, anyway, I don't want to sound like a lecturer. Papa John's says they're going to hire 10,000 more workers to keep up with the demand for pizza because the pandemic, it's called pandemic pizza. Yes, folks, more demand for pizza, more people are going to continue to get fatter. They said that Papa John's, they're expanding their college tuition program. This is pretty interesting. It's called Dough and Degrees. Right? And they have some college campuses. Southern New Hampshire University is added. University of Maryland are partners with some of the other schools. You work for Papa Gino's, and they Papa Gino's. Papa John's, the local pizza chain in New England was Papa Gino's. Papa John's, and they'll help pay for school, I guess. That's it, right?
Yeah.
They allow their employees and their family get a quality education at reduced tuition. So that's good.
You know,
good,
it's interesting. I was reading yesterday about some of the stock news, and, you know, Domino's and Papa John's have done very, as you would expect, very well during the pandemic. Yeah. One of the reasons that Domino's especially has done well is because it's always been a delivery-only service. No one sits at a Domino's. So they didn't need DoorDash. They already had their own drivers. You know, you've seen the Domino's sign on top of cars across
the country. No place to sit in a Domino's. You go and order the pizza and take it out. See you
later. And they don't need to pay all the fees to Grubhub or DoorDash for delivery. Yeah. They have their own system in place. So they were the best prepared out of any, and Domino's Pizza is not good, but they've been the best prepared of any of those types of takeout businesses. And Papa John's, better pizza, I think, than, although a lot of people have said that including Papa John himself, that since he left, the pizza isn't as good. I had Papa John's, I want to say, maybe like 6 months ago we had it, and it was definitely not as good as it used to be. So I don't know if he's right, if it's his influence that's no longer there, but it's not great either. But
There it
but
is.
Good for business.
Yum. Well, put a chunk of it. It's like the lasagna we're talking about. Cut up some piece of real tomato. Even if you get a lousy piece.
Don't put American cheese.
Some chopped up tomato. That would be great. 17 after here on the yummy DJV program.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
This year, Samsung introduced the biggest changes to its Galaxy smartphones in 4 years, with the introduction of the S20 series. It's all about better cameras and better photos. Tech reviewer Daniel Bader explains.
The sensor inside the phone is the biggest camera sensor we've ever seen in a smartphone. So it's the only company, the only phone in the world right now that's using this camera sensor, and 108 megapixels gets you a lot of detail when you want it, but if you're in a low light situation and you just want to get as much detail from the shadows as possible, it could do something called pixel binning, which combines 9 pixels together and gets you a really, really high quality 12 megapixel shot when you want it as well. So it's very versatile.
Check out Samsung's Galaxy S20 series at androidcentral.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
In response to some queries from folks, Jennifer has tested positive for the virus, and her whole family pretty much has it, and that's why she's not here. She'll be on the mend. I think she can still be on the radio. It's just tough for her.
I think she'll be back tomorrow with us.
Yeah, hopefully.
She's feeling okay. She's just really more nervous about her parents than anything else, which is understandable. I would be, too.
21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Gaslighter, tuned from the Chicks, a.k.a. the Dixie Chicks, or at least that's what they formerly were known as. This song has landed at number one on the country album chart, Gaslighter. I like this. Crank this up. Where you go? I've always liked the Dixie Chicks, actually. Truth be told.
Yeah, me too.
So this is the fifth number one on the country album chart with Gaslighter. First album of new material in 14 years, charging right to the top spot for the chart next week. They do them a week ahead of time. So with this, the trio claims sole ownership of the most top country album number ones among female duos or groups, passing the Judds, who had four on the all-genre Billboard 200. Gaslighter checks in at number three. So that's the Chicks' fifth top ten spot. 12-song album debuting at number one on the album sales and Americana folk album chart. Chicks previously ruled top country albums with their 1998 debut, Wide Open Spaces. They were number one for 7 weeks, starting in January of 99. Then their album Fly was on 36 weeks, 1999 and 2000. The next one, Home, was on the top for 19 weeks in 2002, 2003. And Taking the Long Way was on the top at 9 weeks. How much touring did they do or have they done, Victoria? I don't know that much about their touring.
Well, they haven't had a new album out, like you said, in 14 years, so I don't remember. I know that they had huge tours back in the day, and that's when they made that comment about, you know, when George Bush was president, they were in a huge arena when that happened. So I would imagine once things kind of gets back to normal, I think that they'll probably do a big tour on this album.
When
I think it's a sense of relief for them to be at number one, because I think entering back into the country world after being gone so long, they were, I would imagine, they probably were a little apprehensive.
Yeah. They said, when asked about the Dixie being gone from the Chicks, they said, quote, "We felt like Dixie is a word that doesn't hold a lot of that does hold a lot of negative connotation, harkens back to a time in our country that brought pain to many people, so we're relieved to have a new name. shed the Dixie once and for all. So therefore, they are now and forevermore known as the Czechs. All right. So there we have their story. While we're in the same country pew here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, Miranda Lambert and Luke Dick and Natalie Hemby wrote a song that we're listening to here that she's singing called Bluebird. It's a song that was actually put together about a year and a half ago. They had no idea the uplifting song about looking toward the light, even in the darkest of times, would provide an escape during our situation around the globe. Lambert certainly didn't expect that it would become her first solo number one album since Over You, which was on the top of the album charts in 2012. Miranda says, quote, "We never could have known that right now the message of hope in this song is exactly what we all need to hear, me included. So I'm thankful. I think the timing of it was definitely a part of its success." It's been almost 16 years since she first appeared on the chart with Me and Charlie Talking. And by her own admission, she and radio have had their ups and downs. She adds, she's overwhelmingly grateful for radio support here. And the latest to chart topper, "I'm so thankful after all these years." So she still has a spot, no question about that. So good for her. Good for all of us. Good for everybody. Hold your spot. Hold your place. Hold on to your ideas. Hold on to your mind and your body. There's the advice from the Dougster here at 29 after on the DJV show. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has reached 150,000 deaths from COVID-19. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says what were positive numbers over the last few months are now changing for the worse.
Over the past 4 months, we have crushed the curve, but this is sobering. Over the past 4 days, we have reported roughly 2,000 new positive coronavirus test results.
In Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey says after 2 months of being open, indoor bar areas will now have to close again on Saturday.
We are not presently seeing the same numbers that Arizona and Florida are seeing. We are not seeing those yet. But we cannot wait until it is too late to act.
In California, Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says they continue to see people dying of the virus there.
I'm going to start with how sad I am to report an additional 91 deaths today.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
New research is showing people wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles. According to evidence, if they do catch it, the disease will be less severe. Researchers have long known that masks can prevent people from spreading airway germs to others. But now, as cases continue to rise across the country, experts are pointing to an array of evidence suggesting that masks do protect the people wearing them. And studies show it lessens the severity of symptoms or, in some cases, staves off the infection entirely. According to Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease physician at the University of California in San Francisco, different kinds of masks block viruses to a different degree, but they all block the virus from getting in. If any virus particles do breach the barrier, she said, the disease could be milder. She says wearing facial coverings will take in fewer coronavirus particles, and that will make it easier for immune systems to bring in any interlopers to help heal. The doctor said some of the data is from cruise ships, which pack big groups of people into close quarters. More than 80% of those infected aboard Japan's Diamond Princess in February, before masks had become common practice, came down with the symptoms. But on another vessel that left Argentina in March, where all the passengers were issued surgical masks after someone on board came down with a fever, the level of symptomatic cases was below 20%. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming back into the fold, we are. It's the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer has tested positive for the virus. So she's out of commission for a little bit. And she can still be on. But that's, well, I mean, with us, doesn't make any difference. We've been practicing personal distancing on the radio. I have been this is the 32nd year, 33rd year. We'll start in October of this program. Or its derivative, it became the DJV program when Victoria joined four and a half years ago, I think it is. How long
just
ago?
Just a little over 4 years.
4 years, yeah. Okay, so we are a very tightly knit group, and so when one of us hurts, we all hurt. And under the circumstances, because we are a family, my mind and thoughts are on Jennifer and what's going on with her and her family. Perhaps that's because I know them so well. Her father and I have been friends for as long as I've pretty much been doing this program. And so when you go back that far with somebody and you have that close association, and he's really the first one, actually, Victoria, that I know who has had the virus. Jennifer had it. His whole family's got it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really, it's sobering under the circumstances to see how this stuff, would be a good sort of lesson for all of us as we follow along with what happens. I don't think any of them are in danger, but I think they're going to be on, it's a bad cold. That's what she said it feels like. Anyway, this good news. We're all having, this is the, there's something where we have in our lives, there's so much, whatever the energy is, turmoil, tumult, whatever the right word, under the circumstances, when I think about what's going on. I have my own issues going on, my own personal life, my own business life, that aren't pleasant. You know, you work your way through them. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity. And that's what this, all of this stuff is. So let's hold our head high and keep moving, right? Put your, some people put their head down and keep charging ahead. That may be a good way of working at it. But all of this stuff, we tend to get away from the presidential politics, and it isn't just presidential politics, it's local politics. I'm involved in a group in my town in Framingham to get a Community Preservation Act passed on the ballot. So we have meetings every week, and we're putting together an organization to get the information to folks to explain to them why the community would be better off having this Community Preservation Act. Cost each taxpayer about $12 a quarter, and it puts aside a couple of $1 million a year to save land, to rehab houses, to do all kinds of things that we frankly should have been doing all along, because these I don't know if you have them down in New Jersey, Victoria, but most states now have provisions to set up on the local level, if you want, home rule being what it is, set up a provision to be able to hold on to open spaces more easily, more readily. It's a challenge because some communities want the tax revenue, and obviously as farmers' plight gets worse, they get a lot of land, they sell it, gets developed, you know the story, and so on and on it goes. And so some of the land needs to be preserved. Anyway, I'm working on that with some neighbors and friends in town, and that's part of the ballot process, part of the education for the where it goes on the ballot is important. Obviously, on the top of the ballot will be the presidential choice. Apparently, Joe Biden has some notes on his thinking regarding California Senator Kamala Harris, who is a deceptive, deceitful, devious. I have no use for her. She has been, I remember interviewing her way back when I was on KABC many years ago, and she's just getting started. And it was all, it sounded like the mayor of my community now. It's all about me. Hello, what is public service? Aren't you supposed to be serving the public? Isn't that why you do it? But for the most part, many of these people, their egos are such that all they want to do is be in charge. I want power. So anyway, during the debates, when all the stuff was being sifted through, Kamala Harris had some pretty nasty things to say about Joe Biden. And now it's coming back to haunt her somewhat. But apparently, a photographer got a picture of some notes that Joe Biden had made about Kamala Harris. And this is not before. This is now, right? I think the notes are current notes, not based back then.
He was prepared he didn't take any questions, he wasn't asked any questions about her, but on his notes there, he was definitely prepared to talk about her. I don't necessarily think this means that she's going to be his VP pick, but she's been doing a lot of independent fundraising and hosting events and stuff for him. So I think
self-serving.
But the notes...
She's, believe me, if you knew her...
I'm not a fan of hers either, but she
is the worst definition of a self-serving politician. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think that the press is going to try to make more out of this. If he was really pushing for her to be a VP, then I think he would have gone with his own talking points about her, but he never mentioned her, and it never came up, and no one ever asked about her. So I think that that was just him being prepared if he is asked about her. But, I don't know. She's not my first pick by any stretch. And actually, she doesn't... I guess the thinking is that she would pull well with black women and white educated women, but,
Like her.
I don't know that a lot of black women like her or relate to her on any level, really.
No. No, not at all. On no level do they find her appealing, at least in the circles that I have been in. Speaking of not finding somebody appealing, this rhubarb with Ms. Maxwell continues. A federal judge has ruled to publicly release the documents that have been kept sealed. We were talking about what was going on in New York with the police there. Here's another case unsealed involving Ms. Maxwell and Mr. Epstein. The judge unsealed the documents. She's giving Maxwell's legal team a week to pursue an appeal to her decision. But I'm guessing by the end of this week, that'd be case closed, don't you think? All of the things that are in here, the sexual abuse, the things. This woman has got to be a piece of work. Wow.
She's just pure evil.
Just.
There's no other.
Cruella,
you know,
DeVille, yeah, incarnate.
I mean, her obsession with Jeffrey Epstein, and I think it's funny when people say, "Oh, his one-time girlfriend." They were, by all accounts, they were never dating. She wished that was the case, but he made he did not want any. He wanted no involvement with any woman or girl older
who
than a teenager.
This way, who? What kind of sick?
Well, they're both sick in the head. That's why, like seeks like sometimes. I mean, they're both sickos.
Yeah.
So, he's gone, and we'll see what happens with her, but I don't know.
The judge said the public's right to have access to the information carried heavier weight than the annoyance or embarrassment to Ms. Maxwell. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. The public does, in this circumstances, ought to know what kind of a cretin she is and more about Epstein and what an abuser he was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A-OK, or as I can see. I don't know. This stuff. People. Speaking of people are finding seeds in their mailbox. Wow, we should be talking more about this. The clip of the day today at djvshow.com is a rehashing, if you will, of the conversation that we had that focused on those people in our country who are finding packages of seeds in their mailbox with Chinese writing on the envelope. And the question isn't whether or not you would plant them. Our advice, mine certainly, and all the rest of us here, do not plant them.
Don't open the package. That's even worse.
Burn it.
You have no idea. No, don't burn it. The FBI is now getting involved. No, don't burn it. I know you like to burn everything, but no, do not burn it. This is evidence. Don't burn evidence in a case against China. And wherever, and we know that they're coming from China. We don't know if it's from the government. We don't know if this is like a hacking type, group. We don't
everything
know.
Everything there comes
so
from the government.
So if you do get any of these packages in the mail, then don't open them and call your state agriculture department. That's who's handling it right now. And like I said, it's going to be getting involved with the FBI. The next step will be the FBI. But
so
don't
the
burn
initial,
it. Don't throw it out. Don't open it.
The initial the initial conversation
about
everything
you say.
Mysteries. I know you do. That's good. You keep me on my toes. So you can hear that whole conversation, and in fact, every day you can. And more people are doing this because they didn't realize that they could do it. So they may hear part of it as they start their morning routine, whatever it may be. But later in the day, you can hear the whole program. It's all there at djvshow.com every day.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20, in-store only. Discount applies to lowest price item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Talking about seeds and what's been planted, the American Family Farmer Show, which I also do every week. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Focus on this week's podcast is how Misfit Produce is used as providing a great product in many different ways for families, for people who need food, and also how it's being saved and used by a farmer. It's if you remember the Shark Tank episode of the frozen farmer, that lady is who is on the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, this business about the UFOs off the coast of California.
Yeah, Long Beach,
Long
California.
Beach.
Apparently,
yep.
There was another one just last week. So I guess for whatever reason, I don't know if is there a military base in Long Beach, California?
Long Beach, no. Nope. The nearest one is 80 miles down the 5, almost into San Diego, so nothing there.
Well, there's a new video that TMZ has of someone who took video of this footage of this whatever it is. It looks like a flying saucer, and it moves incredibly fast.
There's a neat old airport in Long Beach. Maybe the UFO.
I don't know, but something's going on there, because just a couple weeks ago there was another video posted of a strange object flying at about 1,000 feet or less. Right. And so, I don't know.
They're here. They're checking us out. They want to come and vote in sort of the aliens want to vote in November. They're checking it out for that reason, Victoria. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Harry Geller joins us now. What a great radio presence he's had. He's been around the world 180 times, it would seem. That old movie, Around the World, was it 180 days or something? Around, no, 80 days. Around the World in 80 days. Harry's done that more times than you can count. Known all over the world for his sensitive nature. He now lives in his native Tel Aviv in Israel, but still practices motivating people all around the planet. I think one of the things that I find most interesting is perception. We always have one theme as we talk each week, and the idea of perception and the fact that it's a two-way street, Uri. You are perceived as a certain type. You're a healer, you're a motivator, you're a guy who gets things done. That's how you are perceived. How do you perceive the people who come to you and want to connect with you? How do you, is everybody more or less the same, or is each person or group different?
You know that I get 300 emails a day, 400 WhatsApps a day. I can't answer them all because there's no way I can do that, since it takes less than a minute maybe to answer a WhatsApp or an email. The secret of my success, beside creating things originally, that you know, the secret of success is the originality. My other success, which made me so well known around the world, is that I stayed me. I stayed Uri Geller. I haven't really changed. I'm not a snob. I'm down to earth. I speak to anyone and everyone who approaches me. Because I think we're all alike. We all come from the same place. We're created the same way. And when I give my lectures, or I answer my emails where they ask me for help, I talk to people, you know, like down to earth. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm very direct. I'm honest in what I say. Sometimes I think my honesty offends people because I tell them the truth, which others will, they will won't hear that from others.
Right. Yeah, if you don't want the truth, you came to the wrong guy. If you come to her and you want some, you know, some sweet sugar-coated something or other, you better keep moving because they ain't going to come from Uri. I'll tell you that from my own experience. And I love the guy, but there's no pulling any punches. It's just it is. So let me direct you into an area where people are asking questions, and that is, when will our problems end? You and I believe that thoughts are things. Can we manifest enough power in prayer or whatever to put an end to the problems, which seem to be never ending? We go from one thing, now the Chinese government is sending seeds around the world to try to destroy crops. You know, if it isn't the virus, it's this kind of thing or whatever the next thing is going to be. Can we end these problems?
You've got to think pragmatically. You've got to be rational and logical. The only element, medical element, that will put a stop to this coronavirus will be a vaccination, nothing else. You can't test 8.5 billion people, can you?
Mm-mm.
There's no way. Hopefully, within the coming 16 months, somebody will come up with a right vaccination that will kill corona off. But that will also take time. So we are in for the long haul. Some experts say 4 years.
Some people say 4 months. Some people say 4 years. It just depends. And that's the frustration that people have, is because they don't really know who to believe or what to believe. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, most people want to believe 4 months because that's music to their ears. They say, oh, 4 months from now, I'll open my shop. Everything will be okay. But, hey, every day we hear that the death rates are climbing, that people are being infected in the hundreds of thousands daily. Mm. We are beginning to see that it also attacks children, young people, not only old people. So we have a massive journey to overcome. And I pray to God that, you know, some kind of a miracle will occur. You know, Doug, if you believe in aliens, this is a time to ask aliens to help us. Mm-hmm. If you look at my Instagram, by the way, my Instagram is The Uri Geller, you will understand what I'm talking about.
Well, there's a lot of things to be learned from you. Paranormalist Uri Geller, his website, the new museum website, is urigellermuseum.com. And yes, he's available on all kinds of social media. Uri, joining us for a visit here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.